Om Agyanat Nirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha.
Purport. The Mahatma cannot be manufactured by rubber stamping an ordinary man. His symptoms are described here. A Mahatma is always engaged in chanting the glories of the Supreme Lord, Krishna, the Personality of Godhead. He has no other business. He is always engaged in the glorification of the Lord. In other words, he is not an impersonalist. When the question of glorification is there, one has to glorify the Supreme Lord, praising his holy name, his eternal form, his transcendental qualities, and his uncommon pastimes. One has to glorify all these things. Therefore, a Mahatma is attached to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One who is attached to the impersonal feature of the Supreme Lord, the Brahma Jyoti, is not described as Mahatma in the Bhagavad Gita. You got to come and listen?
No, I have to go listen.
Listening is better than taking photos. One who is attached to the impersonal feature of the Supreme Lord, the Brahma Jyoti, is not described as Mahatma in the Bhagavad Gita. He is described in a different way in the next verse. The Mahatma is always engaged in different activities of devotional service, as described in Srimad Bhagavatam, hearing and chanting about Vishnu, not a demigod or a human being. That is devotion. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, and Smaranam, remembering him. Such a Mahatma has firm determination to achieve at the ultimate end the association of the Supreme Lord in any one of the five transcendental rasas. To achieve that success, he engages all activities, mental, bodily, and vocal, everything, in the service of the Supreme Lord, Shri Krishna. That is called full Krishna consciousness. In devotional service, there are certain activities which are called determined, such as fasting on certain days, like the 11th day of the moon, Ekadashi, and on the appearance day of the Lord. All these rules and regulations are offered by the great acharyas for those who are actually interested in getting admission into the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the transcendental world. The Mahatmas, great souls, strictly observe all these rules and regulations, and therefore they are sure to achieve the desired result. As described in the second verse of this chapter, not only is this devotional service easy, but it can be performed in a happy mood. One does not need to undergo any severe penance and austerity. He can live this life in devotional service, guided by an expert spiritual master, and in any position, either as a householder or a sannyasi or a brahmachari, in any position and anywhere in the world, he can perform this devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and thus become actually Mahatma, a great soul. Satatam kirtayanto maam. You can leave that open. Leave it open. Yeah, we want people to come. Satatam means always. We find this idea given by Lord Krishna often in the Bhagavad Gita. Ananyas chintayanto mam ye jana paryupasate tesham nityabhiyuktanam yogakshemam vahamyam. Krishna speaks of those devotees who, I personally look after those devotees who are engaged ahaitukiya pratihata. That idea is also confirmed in the Bhagavatam. Without any other cause means they are wholly and solely dedicated to Krishna. Ananya. Ananyas chintayantumam. Ananya cheta satatam yoma. That's another. Ananyas chintayantumam yajana. Ananya cheta satatam. Is again and again. Ananya cheta. No, not diverting the mind anywhere else. Then, ananyas chintayantumam. Nityaviyukta. Always engaged in mercy. Always. Constant 24 hours a day. This is the standard of devotion that Krishna is describing in Bhagavad Gita. Of course, he describes other levels also, especially in the 12th chapter, different levels of approach to Krishna are given. In the next verse, there is also a description of those who are not at the level of always being engaged in Krishna's service, but who are somehow or other on the path that is described. But especially those who are Mahatmas, or great souls, they're described as always being engaged in Krishna service, all the time, without cessation. Even in sleeping, they always think of Krishna. While fulfilling their bodily demands, always thinking of Krishna, specifically by kirtan, by glorifying him. Kirtan, generally we understand this to mean chanting, but kirtan, that means, broader meaning is glorifying. We have the word kirti, which means the glories. These are one of the six opulences of the Supreme Lord. Of course, it's mentioned in different ways. There is one verse in which it's mentioned one of the six opulences is kirti, which means the same as yasha, means fame. So one who glorifies the Supreme Lord for his wonderful qualities, activities, for his wonderful associates, everything about him, who is enraptured by the wonderful qualities of Krishna, and who is dedicated to Krishna, and therefore glorifies one thing as a matter of duty, to preach the glories of Krishna. Another thing, not only as a matter of duty, but out of feeling from the heart that he spontaneously wants to glorify Krishna. There's so many Vaishnava poets. Vaishnava is one of the 26 qualities, is poetic. So poetry, once Srila Prabhupada was describing that if one's heart is full of love, then poetry will come. It will overflow in the form of beautiful words. So all the great devotees, they're addicted to glorifying Krishna. Just like the gopis also, they were one time thinking, let us not glorify Krishna. We've had enough of this Krishna. He's always mistreating us in so many ways. So they all made a resolution. They got together and they said, we make a resolution. We will no longer think of Krishna. We shall no longer glorify Krishna. But then they found that it was impossible for them to follow their own resolution, even for a fraction of a second, because they're spontaneously drawn towards glorification of Krishna. So, kirtan, Krishna should be glorified, not vilified. There are many people who speak about Krishna, who are attracted to him, but they do not understand him properly, nor do they have a desire to understand him properly. And therefore, their discussion of him, even though they may not deliberately, consciously be thinking like that, but it comes out to be offensive, and particularly referring to mundane scholars who like to discuss Krishna. There are so many mundane scholars now that Prabhupada has gone to the Western world. In the Western world, they're very much, the intellectuals are very much addicted to the process of analysis, and they analyze so many different subjects. So grasshoppers and peptic ulcers and geography, geology, history. You can do the history of Flanders in the mid 14th century. So many eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. So many different varieties. So they discuss different subjects, and one of the subjects they may discuss is Krishna or Krishna consciousness, and they become a PhD, an expert in Vaishnavism. But because their whole approach from the very beginning is offensive, the wrong way to approach, they cannot understand Krishna, and their attempt to understand him must be offensive, because they take him as an object of their study, not as the object of their devotion. They don't approach him submissively. A scholar attempts to control his subject. Now, just like we may say that, yeah, now I've got algebra under my control. There's a feeling that now I know the subject, I'm an expert on the subject. The idea that I have the subject within my grasp. So this very approach towards Krishna is in itself offensive, because the way to approach Krishna is in great humility, understanding him to be the greatest of the great. But they, even though they study him, they don't have faith in him, nor do they attempt to develop their love for him. Therefore, and because they are mundane scholars, they must speculate in different ways and come up with different theories, that's their whole business as a scholar. If you don't come up with different theories, then you're not considered a scholar. So they must make so many different speculations. They come up with so many things, that this Krishna was a tribal prince, and some aboriginal prince who later became deified, or so many absurd ideas they come up with. And not only about Krishna, but about Krishna's paraphernalia, which is not different from him. Because they're envious of Krishna and they don't want to accept the clear message of the Bhagavatam establishes Krishna's two Bhagavan Swam. He is the Supreme Absolute Truth Personality of Godhead. Therefore they discount. No. Vyasadeva has not written this, some Bhopadeva has written. They imagine some person, or they ascribe the writing of Bhagavatam to some modern author. And in this way they want to discard and discredit Krishna, because otherwise they have to accept the message of Bhagavatam. But they do not want to accept the message of Bhagavatam. They just want to study it for the sake of becoming known as a scholar. So this is very dangerous, not only Western mundane scholars, but even so many Indian mundane scholars who they approach with this so-called scholarly method. Even if they may be so-called Vaishnavas, if their scholarship is not taken up with the aim of serving Krishna, then it all becomes worse than useless. Scholarship is not denied. So many Vaishnavas, we wouldn't have all these commentaries by Srila Prabhupada. He studied so many different commentaries of the acharyas and took the essence of that and put them in his commentaries. So the Vaishnavas, they are the greatest scholars. So many of the famous great scholars. Madhvacharya, he was so famous, he said he would describe any name of Lord Vishnu in 1,000 different ways. And people, the other so-called great scholars, they didn't believe him. Then when he described one, his meanings were so subtle, abstruse, that they asked him, please don't describe anymore, we can't understand your explanations, they're so deep. So scholarship is not denied in Krishna consciousness, but with the aim of understanding Krishna and serving Krishna and praising Krishna, not with the aim of denying Krishna. Just like Vallabha Bhatta came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and said, I have written a commentary on, I've described what is the meaning of Krishna's names. So, no doubt by Sanskrit scholarship, he had analyzed Krishna's names in so many ways. And in the scriptures, there are so many different meanings of Krishna's names given. But in this case, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I only know two meanings to the name of Krishna. One is Yashoda Nandana, the son of Mother Yashoda. The other is Shyamasundara. He was blackish and beautiful. He rejected his so-called scholarship because the attitude of glorifying Krishna was not there. But the attitude of, let me be glorified by showing myself as a great scholar or a great devotee. That was there. So it was not accepted by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the incarnation of Kirtan. Sankirtaneshwar is his one name on Lord Chaitanya. He is the controller of the process of glorifying Krishna. So Kirtan, the devotees are always engaged in Kirtan, in glorifying Krishna. Satatam Kirtayantam Mam. Mam, this is spoken by Krishna. Therefore this means glorification of Krishna, not of anybody else. Of course, when we say not of anybody else, that means not of any mundane person. To glorify the devotees of Krishna is as good as, or even better than glorifying Krishna. Yesterday that was read out by Srila Kirti Prabhu. I also quoted that at the beginning of that book, My Memories of Srila Prabhupada, from Prabhupada's Bhagavatam purport, that it is better to glorify the Pandavas, or it's better to glorify the devotees, than to glorify Krishna. Because the devotees are even more dear to Krishna than Krishna is to himself. Krishna states, Mad-bhakta-puja-davika-adhika, that worship of my devotees, that is more important than worship of myself. And he told Uddha, I was quoting that verse the other night, that, what is that verse? I don't remember. Yatcha sankarsana na shri. Natata me priyatama atma yone na shankaraha. Yatcha sankarsana na shri. Speaking to Uddhava, Lord Krishna says that, my dear Uddhava, considering who is that? Natchatame Priyatama, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Lord Balaram, Lakshmi, and my very self, none of them are as dear to me as you. So, glorification of Krishna means also glorification of his tadiya, or his paraphernalia, of which his devotee, everything in relationship to Krishna, his temple building, that's also non-different from Krishna. Or that question came, is the GBC management, is that not material? No, it's not material, because it's done for Krishna. That management is done for Krishna, and everything in relationship with Krishna is spiritual. If it is done, anything is done for one's own lab, puja, pratishta, monetary gain, self-glorification, that is material. But if it's done for Krishna, that is spiritual. Prabhupada said that management in Krishna consciousness, that is archana, that is just like deity worship. Deity worship means to make arrangements for the worship of the Lord. Archana doesn't mean just ringing the bell and moving the lamp, but all the different arrangements that are made. So all the different arrangements that are meant for the propagation of Krishna consciousness, that is archana. They can come in if they want. You can open the door. They can come in. That is spiritual. Prabhupada said that management follows preaching like a shadow. There must be management though. Just like if you preach, what happens? Then people come to Krishna consciousness. Then you have to, institution is required. Then you have to manage who will go there, who will do this, who will do that, how everyone will be engaged. And then problems will, if you have many people, and different problems will come. That is natural because we're in the material world. We're not in any utopia. People will have disagreements. So there will have to be someone to mediate that, and there will be legal considerations. This is all management. If there is substance, if there is substantial preaching, then form must follow. Management must be there. Now we may think, well, someone is sitting all day doing accounts. We may think, well, this is material. It's just sitting and doing numbers. Someone in the office is doing the same thing. The karmi office. But no, it's spiritual because it's done for Krishna, for the service of Krishna. So that is spiritual. So the devotees, they're also to be worshipped, they're also to be glorified. So satitam kirtiyanto mam, always glorifying Krishna, not any demigod. Here Prabhupada writes in the purport, not any demigod. So we may ask that, well, Brahma is also a great devotee, he's the head of our sampradaya. When Brahma Madhva Gaurya Vaishnava Sambhada. Oh Lord Shiva, he's also a great devotee. Vaishnavanang Yatha Shambhu. He's also head of the Rudra Sampradaya, Nimbag Sampradaya. No, that's the Vishwasrama Sampradaya. No, Balab Sampradaya. And all the demigods, they're all devotees. Vishnu Bhakta Bhavet Daiva. Those is Vishnu Bhakta Smritam Daiva. One definition of demigod is he who is a devotee. So how is it that we should not glorify the demigods? That means how we should glorify the demigods, or how we should approach the demigods. Because we see that great demons like Ravana, they also approached demigods. But Vrikasura, he also approached demigod Lord Shiva. Ravana, Hiranyakashipu, they also approached Lord Brahma. So when it's said that one should not glorify a demigod, means that one should not glorify him for his administrative function or for what you can get from him materially. But if one glorifies just the demigod for his devotion, then that is devotional service. Just like Bhakti Sanskara Thakur has praise the Guru Parampara with his song beginning, Brahma Haite Chatur Mukha Hoi Krishna Shevan Mukha Brahma Haite Naradera Mati. So he's praising Lord Brahma that he was inspired by Krishna in devotional service, and he spoke the same knowledge to Narad. So that praise of a demigod, that is in relationship with Krishna. But if one does not seeing his relationship with Krishna, or not recognizing that to be of paramount importance, if one simply praises the demigod, the materialist sees the demigod from his material point of view, what I can get from him, what power he's got, what authority he's got, what I can get from him. So such praise of a demigod, that is material. Whereas if one glorifies the demigod in relationship to Krishna, that is spiritual. Just like Gauriya Vaishnavas, at least, not all Vaishnavas, in different Sampradayas. Sri Sampradaya Vaishnavas, they won't go to a demigod temple, at least those who are following their Sampradaya according to their rules and regulations. But a Gauriya Vaishnava, following the footsteps of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he may not particularly go to a demigod temple, but if he's in a town where a demigod temple is prominent, or if he happens to pass by, he may enter a demigod temple and offer obeisances to the demigod as a great devotee, just like we have prayers in Brahma Sanghita, just like if we all enter the temple of Durga, we will chant Srishti, Stiti, Pralaya, Sadhana, Shakti, Rekha, Chayeva, Yasya, Bhuvanani, Vivardi, Durga, Ichana, Rupama, Piyasya, Chachishta, Desa, Govindavadi, Purusham, Tamaham, Jami. We will glorify Durga for her relationship with Krishna. We glorify Krishna, and here is Durga, who is the shadow potency of the Supreme Lord, who acts in accordance with His will, just as the shadow does not move independently. She is so powerful that she supervises, under her supervision goes the creation, maintenance, and destruction of the material universes. So, in this way, we respect the demigods in relationship with Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. But approaching the demigods with the attitude that they are independent gods, that is not Krishna consciousness, that is Maya. So this term is given here, yatantascha duravrataha. Yatanta means endeavor, and duravrataha means they have made a very strong vow to be in Krishna consciousness. There's no thought of anything else. Not that now I've chanted Hare Krishna for a few years, now let me try something else. Or I tried, I didn't get very far, I tried, but there was this problem and that problem. Weak-hearted. By weak-heartedness, no one can attain to Krishna. No one can attain anything of any value. This morning I was talking about the modern civilization. Oh, that's another point, I may ask. Just like in the morning, I was speaking mostly, you may ask, well, I was giving class, what has this got to do with Krishna consciousness? It only seems to be indirectly Krishna conscious, because Krishna says here, always glorifying me. And I was talking, don't divorce, and all these things. So how is that Krishna conscious? That is also Krishna consciousness. Because, as Prabhupada writes in one purport, the Krishna conscious, one of the duties of the Krishna conscious movement is to create an atmosphere in society in which people can become Krishna conscious. So there's a certain way of living that one has to live by which he can begin to practice Krishna conscious. One cannot live as an animal and hope to become Krishna conscious. So because that information is not there. Traditionally the acharyas, they wouldn't talk on these things. They would simply glorify Krishna. Of course, glorifying Krishna means also establishing his glories philosophically. We may argue over Sankhya philosophy or what is the meaning of Tattvamasi. The philosophical discussion may be there. And the ultimate aim is to come to the point of simply glorifying Krishna. But for the sake of bringing others to the point of glorification of Krishna, acharyas, they have gone through so much philosophy. And in the modern age, we have to also bring people to the point, make a situation where they can live their lives so that they can be Krishna conscious. So this is all part of the mission of Krishna consciousness. So, sthapitam yena bhutale. Rupa Goswami is praised as he established Krishna consciousness within the world. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur told Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur to establish Daivivanashram Dharma. by which all the people of the world can live within the framework of Vedic culture, and Daivi means centered on Krishna. They can glorify Krishna. So that is also the work of the Krishna conscious movement. If we simply glorify Krishna, but we don't create a situation in which people can go on glorifying Krishna, and they may be attracted to this, but by the bhava pravaha, by the waves of material life, they will be forcibly swept into their material existence. So, glorification of Krishna, anything that is meant for the furtherance of the Krishna conscious movement, that is also glorification of Krishna. So I was saying that, coming back to that point, I deviated a bit. So modern civilization, here this Krishna says, yitantascha dhiravrataha, always endeavoring with great determination. But the modern civilization, it robs people of their character, their determination, even materially. Just like we say, people, they become, what is that? Couch potatoes, I think they call that. Someone who simply watches TV on and on. They become like a potato sitting on the couch. Potato means simply sits and is dull. So they're fat, or like kind of round, because you sit to eat and watch TV. So many people are dull-headed. They simply turn on the TV and that's it, the whole evening goes. They simply watch one program after another, and they're conscious of how dull and ignorant they become. And these people are voting, who shall be our leader? What can we expect in society? So the whole society, then intoxication, become intoxicated, that also dulls your intelligence, and have so much sex life, that also makes you dull. And the work you have to do, work in some factory, it also makes you dull. So the whole modern civilization makes people very dull-headed. But our Krishna conscious movement is meant for people of character, strong character. I mean, that these anti-cult people, they accuse the Krishna conscious movement of making people brainwashed. But it's actually just the opposite. It creates character. Prabhupada said that we are creating people of first-class character. Why character? Because we have enough strength of mind to say no. We don't want your filthy civilization. We don't want to watch your nonsense TV. We don't want to take your McDonald's hamburgers. We don't want your beer and your wine and your whiskey and your topless, bottomless bars. We don't want them. We say no to all these things. That is this Krishna consciousness, to go on glorifying Krishna, no matter what anyone else says or does. Sometimes we hear devotees saying, oh, there's so many problems in our movement. There will be problems, I guarantee. Don't think there'll ever be a day when there are not problems in this movement. There have been. That's another propaganda. When Prabhupada was here, there were no problems. Rubbish. There were so many problems. So because, why are there problems? People think we're joining the Krishna consciousness movement, there will be no problems. But we're in the material world. As long as we're in the material world, the waves of material life will rock the boat. But you have to stay in the boat. Don't jump into the waves. Then you'll be swallowed by the sharks, or drowned by the waves, or frozen by the coldness, by the cold. So problems will be there. We're all coming from material life. We're all coming from sinful life. So we're performing devotional service. Pure, we're on the path, but as long as we remain on the path of purity, we'll gradually become purified. But there are so many tests from Krishna, and we may respond to them in different ways. And even those who are serious and sincere to serve Krishna, they may have even very strong disagreements about how to do that. So there will be difficulties and disagreements, but if someone says, oh, I can't take it anymore, I'm going to go home and chant Hare Krishna by myself, or it's too much, whatever. No, that means not dhiravrata. That means no vrata. Vrata means sankalpa. Anukulyasya sankalpa, strong determination to do that which is to do whatever is required to become Krishna conscious. Just like in the Bible, Lord Jesus told that story of a man He was digging, or he was engaged to dig a field by someone, and in the digging he came across a treasure trove. So he didn't tell anyone, and then he went home and sold all that he had and bought that plot of land, and then, at least according to the laws in the country at that time, all the treasure became his. In other words, he sold whatever, he gave up whatever he had previously to get something much better. So in the same way, those who have come to Krishna consciousness must know that whatever material attachments we have something much better in Krishna consciousness. And whatever is required to get Krishna consciousness, we should do that. That verse is there of, who is it? Rupa Goswami, that is quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita. That if Krishna consciousness is available, you have to do whatever is required to get it. It doesn't matter what else happens. So whatever may happen, is happening, we shouldn't be disturbed. That we should, because this Krishna conscious movement gives the facility to become Krishna conscious. And whatever anyone says or does, if we have the determination, no one can take it away from us. If we ourselves have the determination to be Krishna conscious, that Narottam Das Thakur, he sings, Aha Prabhu Nanda Shuta, Krishapanu Shuta Juta, Karuna Karoha Iba, Narottam Das Koi Natali Harangapa, Toma Vine Kaya Chayama. He says, O Krishna, O Radharani, Rishabhanu Shuta Juta, please be merciful to me this one time. I'm saying, Narottam Das Thakur, I'm saying, please don't kick me away, but give me a place at your lotus feet. So if we hold on to the lotus feet of Sri Guru, Hari, and the Vaishnavas, if we are determined to stay, they will not kick us away. They may kick us, but that kick is also mercy. And we get just like that Kaliya. The wives of Kaliya were astonished. What is this? That so many yogis and devotees, they're simply going through millions of lifetimes praying, when can I get a drop of the dust of Krishna's lotus feet on my head? And this Kaliya is simply a rascal, nonsense, offender, and Krishna is dancing on his head. He's not only getting the dust, but he's getting Krishna's footprints on his head again and again and again. So how, of course, Kaliya was feeling being smashed. He was not feeling it as very pleasant. But actually, what mercy. So Vaishnavas, they may kick, but still they're holding on. Please, don't kick me away. So if we don't let go, Krishna won't let us go. If we hold on, if we realize that I've got nothing else, there's nothing else to be had. I have, one way or another, whatever may happen, I just have to remain in Krishna consciousness. Even if I can't chant with attention. Sometimes devotees ask, I can't chant with attention, and they seem to be having so many difficulties in Krishna consciousness. And what is the answer? Keep on going. Even if you're not going, even if you're having difficulties, keep on going. Well, what's the alternative? Go back to disco dancing and heroin injecting. What is the alternative? Or even living a comfortable life in suburban Chicago or whatever it is, and being a respectable citizen. What is the alternative? The alternative is useless. So a devotee has this determination. I will, somehow or other, I have to stay in Krishna consciousness. Even I'm not making any progress. It seems to me I'm going nowhere. We have to stay in, somehow or other, Satatam Kirti, even if I'm not Satatam, I have to open my mouth and say Hare Krishna. One time you open your mouth and say Hare Krishna, another time you open and put in some prasadam. And at least if we do that, Sevam Mukhe Hi Jivado, we begin our devotional service chanting and taking prasad. So even if we can't do anything else, do that. Of course, we should do something else because we don't. We don't want our temples filled up simply with people only eating and sleeping. But at least we should have the determination, I have to go on with this Krishna consciousness. And not to go on with Krishna consciousness is the greatest insanity, greatest foolishness. So that Prabhupada said, that just give this one life to Krishna. Actually, what can we give to Krishna? What do we have? What do we have to offer to Krishna? Here I, this is what we say, here I am, Krishna, I'm offering myself to you. And what will Krishna see? Here's simply a bag of material desires. Here I want, what are you going to offer? All your lust, greed, anger, envy, illusion. I'm offering this to you. What is this? Offering a plate of stool. Oh, I'm offering myself to you. What have we got to offer? We're just nonsense. Or we're just simply all problems. That's why we don't. People say, I want to go directly to Krishna. How will you go directly to Krishna? Here I am, Krishna. Here. Bag of stool, material desires, like the most foul smelling stool. We can't offer that to Krishna. So therefore, we have to go through Guru, who is merciful, means just prepares you. You have all these material desires? Okay, knock that out. Dovetail this. Here, chant. All right, encourage you. You did 1%, you're 99.9% nonsense. Okay, you did 0.1% good. Okay, very good. Encourage you. Come on up. And the other time, okay, you got to be 99.999. Okay, smash it. Don't get too nonsense. So in this way, we have to remain, the determination to remain in Krishna consciousness and practice this nitya yukta upasate, always engaging in the service of Krishna. Prabhupada gave so many engagements, so many things to do. We shouldn't be lazy. We should be very careful, especially living in Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, we don't have any of those nasty temple presidents and temple commanders who come and tell us, engage in Krishna's service, do so. Oh, temple president's horrible. He's always telling me to engage in, to do something. I don't like this kind of temple president. So what do you want? Someone who will tell you, yes, please sleep all day. Oh, very nice. Well, I will go to Vrindavan, and the temple president, he has no jurisdiction over me. So I rented a room, and I will sleep all day. And then I will read some books on Gopi Bhav and become a gopi. That's all nice. Engagement. You have to engage in Krishna service. There's so many things to do. You can find the temple president and ask, what service? He'll give you some service, I guarantee. There's so many things to do. And these services, we shouldn't think, oh, I don't like this, I don't like that. This is mercy. To have the opportunity to engage in Krishna's service. The yogis can't do it, the gyanis can't do it. Even there are so many devotees of Krishna here in Vrindavan. They don't have the opportunity to engage in this Sankirtan movement. We shouldn't think, oh, there's, I'll go outside ISKCON, there are so many great devotees, they can talk big philosophy, so many things. But they don't have it. They may talk big philosophy. But where is the practical service? Krishna consciousness means service. What is everyone in the spiritual world doing? Serving Krishna. Why do we have the name Das, Krishna Das, Madhava Das, Radha Das? Service. To engage in service. So to have the opportunity to engage in the service of the Sankirtan movement, that is the greatest opportunity. People don't understand. What is the highest level of Krishna? Not highest level of Krishna consciousness, simply talking on some supposedly high level, which you have absolutely no realization of. Highest service means to engage in the service of the Lord's devotees who are engaged in preaching Krishna consciousness all over the world. So if we have the chance to engage in the service of Krishna through the media of Srila Prabhupada and the Sankirtan movement, and we're actually in that consciousness, then that is the highest service, to engage. Yeah, nitya yukta upasate, always engage in Krishna's service, some practical activity to purify us. And this Krishna consciousness is so nice that the engagements are designed by Srila Prabhupada not only to purify us, but they're all aimed at preaching Krishna consciousness to purify others. Therefore, this Krishna consciousness is all auspicious. Hare Krishna. So, there's time for one question, maybe two. If anyone has any questions.